You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are listening to the Max. I'm so glad that I have you all listening tonight. Have I got a great show for you? I also want to thank my last week's guests who are, they are Varsity Fan Club. I had an amazing response to them last week on the show. You can check them out at myspace.com, Varsity Fan Club. Remember, guys, call in. I'm here at 818-602-4498. And you could always check everything out on my website, which is maxtucci.com, to get all the information on all my shows. Well, everyone, I'm out of Tennessee, and I'm here in Spring Lake again. Now, I've got to dive right into this show, and I've got to tell you, we've got to call Jessica. So, Sam, would you mind getting Jessica on the line? I know we're going to have Amelia first, but I want to have Jessica. So, I'm going to call her first because Jessica is my special guest of the show. She is a very cool girl that I met today. She's a 9-year-old girl, and she is going to be a huge star, everybody. So I want to have her here on To The Max right now because she's a lot of fun. So Sam, if we can call her, Jessica. And while we're going to get Jessica on the line, I want to tell you guys about Giammano's Restaurant. That's G-I-A-M-A-N-O-S Restaurant. Love Giammano's Restaurant. They fed me so well. It was the best. Oh, my God. I got to love everyone there, the whole family, the mother, the daughter, the son. They run an establishment that is to salivate over. Fantastic restaurant. So we're going to call Jessica. And everyone, if you're in Spring Lake, go to Giammano's. They are fantastic. Love Giammano's. Hello, is Jessica there?
Yes.
Hi, Jessica. How are you? It's
Max. Oh, hi, Max.
Now, Jessica, I'm telling all of my listeners that I met you when I was in Spring Lake 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and that you and I had dinner tonight at your house with your family and how much fun we had, and I really enjoyed meeting you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were having conversation. I was telling all my listeners that you're going to be like this huge star, I think, because
yes.
you sing. You're going to come back on my show and sing. But you love to sing your favorite song from Wicked, don't you?
Yes.
And now we were talking about when you vote. Who do you want to vote for?
I want to vote for McCain.
And why do you want to vote for McCain, Jessica?
Because he's cool.
He's cool? Now tell me, there's something you know about McCain, isn't there?
Uh-huh.
What war did McCain fight in?
He fought in the Vietnam War.
And what happened to him during the Vietnam War?
He was tortured.
He was tortured. You are such a smart little girl, Jessica. You're actually, you're a big star in my eyes, so I'm not even going to call you a little girl. Now, Jessica, I know that your mom has a great store, doesn't she?
Yes.
And what are the name of her stores in Spring Lake, New Jersey?
She has two stores. One's named Shea Shoes, that's a shoe store, and the other's named Sweet Pea, that's a home furnishing store.
You know, my mother bought shoes today at Shea Shoes.
Oh, she did?
And she loves them. They're these gold shoes. She thinks they're the best thing she ever bought. And your mom's stores are a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think that maybe you're going to work at the stores this summer and help your mom out?
I bet I will.
And you bet you will?
Uh-huh.
Now, listen, Jessica, will you promise that you'll come on the show To The Max again and that you'll sing for me?
I promise.
You promise?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to hold you too because I know that you're going to be, you have so many things going for you. Now tell everyone, you want to, when you write your poems, what is the name that you use? You have a nom de plume, don't you?
Yes.
What's your nom de plume?
Janie Springs.
Janie Springs. And how old is Janie Springs?
She's 10.
She's 10. But you're 9, aren't you?
Uh-huh, but my birthday's in July.
Your birthday's in July. So you know what, Jessica? We're going to write books together. I'm going to help you write some books. We'll write mystery books. How does that sound?
Yeah, like Nancy Drew and
exactly.
Columbo.
And Columbo. You're fantastic. Well, listen, I had so much fun having dinner at your family's. You're the Girard family here in Spring Lake. Your mom made a fantastic pasta alla vodka. We had a fun time, and all of your fantastic sisters. So I want to thank you for being on my show.
Goodbye. Love you.
And I'm going to talk to you later. I love you, too, and I'm going to have you back, and you're going to sing, okay?
Ciao.
Ciao, amore. Ciao.
Ciao.
Okay, bye. That was Jessica. She is just so adorable. She was so excited to be on my show. I promised her that I would have her on. She is a gem of a girl. The whole family is such a lovely family. And I can't forget, they also have a brother too. So big up to all of you there. And definitely check out the store if you're in Spring Lake. Shea's Shoes. It's a fantastic store, shoe store. And Sweet Pea, which is the furniture store in Spring Lake, New Jersey. You can Google them and find them. But I got to tell you guys what's going on here in Spring Lake. Again, Giamano's Restaurant. Amazing place to eat. Love it, love it, love it. And Varsity Fan Club was on last week, so I got to thank them again. We're just moving along. We're going to call Amelia now. This show is rocking because I've got my friend Sharon Agati in London, who's a singer. She's a pretty well-known singer, so she's a fun girl. But I want to talk about a serious cause, which is Fair Fund. Now, you can check out their site at fairfund.org. Sam, if you would get Amelia on the line so we can tell all of my listeners exactly what Amelia's been on before. But she has an event coming up this weekend in New York. So I want to get on the line and just tell people what's going on with fairfund.org and her events. So I'm on there. I'm one of their committee members, and I really strongly believe in Fair Fund. They help stop human trafficking. She was on one of my shows, so you can always check out my shows. Hi, Amelia. This is Max, and you're live on To The Max.
Hi, Max. How are you?
Good. How are you? I was just telling my listeners that my show that you were on the last time is archived on latalkradio.com, so they can hear our previous conversation. Now, Amelia, I hear you're having a fantastic event in New York this week at the Soho House. Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about
the
event?
Yeah, we're going to be at the Soho House
on Tuesday.
Great. Sure. Najla Nouri and Stephanie Gutten and the Young Friends chapter that you know Marissa is a part of, and you're on here too.
Now, of course, and that's a fun group of people.
Yeah, they are. They are a really fun group of people. And it's a really strong effort that they're putting out to raise awareness about trafficking and commercial sexual exploitation. So we have some good speakers, and it's a cash bar. It's at the Soho House, so it's going to be great.
And now, who are the speakers that you're going to have there?
Fair Fund's executive director and co-founder, Andrea Powell, will be speaking, and then so will Benjamin Skinner, and he's a super interesting guy that just spent 4 years out in the world researching trafficking and wrote this book, A Crime So Monstrous, that Simon & Schuster published. So he's going to be there, and he's just absolutely fascinating, gets everybody all riled up, a really unique perspective.
Great. And also, I mean, the Soho House is such a fun place in New York. So just let everyone know the date and the time, and if you want to get interested in Fair Fund, you can go to fairfund.org, and this Tuesday, the 24th, we're going to be at the Soho House. I'm going to be there. Amelia's going to be there. Marissa May is going to be there. And what time does that begin again at the Soho House on the 24th?
Yeah, we'll be there from 7 o'clock.
From 7 o'clock. Great.
Yep.
Well, I know that I'm going to be there because I really support everything that you do with Fair Fund. And I know that my listeners out there do as well, because I've gotten some emails about who you are and what you're helping this earth with, and that's Fair Fund. So I thank you again. I bow to you because,
well,
you know, charity,
you.
Charity's of something near and dear to me. So thank you again, Amelia. And I know that you're in Washington, so I'm going to see you. I'm going to be in Washington right after Fair Fund. After Fair Fund event, I'm leaving to go to D.C. So I will see
great.
You in D.C. And I'm so looking forward to seeing you at the Soho House, which is
on
this
Tuesday. Yeah, on Tuesday.
And fairfund.org, everyone. So, Amelia, I'm going to let
Thanks
you go.
Thanks for
I'm
having me, man.
Show. I have my first international guest from London tonight, Sharon Agati. She's a singer. And she took a big interest in Fair Fund, too. So when she's in the States, I'm going to have her come to one of our – maybe we'll have an event around her and have
Absolutely.
Her sing.
So, absolutely. That's a good idea.
Well, Amelia –
all right. Well, I will see you tomorrow. Thanks for having me.
I will definitely see you on Tuesday. It's Tuesday, correct?
Tuesday. Oh, today's
right.
Only Sunday. My goodness.
Hey. I know. Sunday, 11 o'clock, it's To The Max on LA Talk Radio. So that's why I know it's Sunday. But I'll see you on Tuesday.
Ciao. Thanks.
Ciao. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye, Amelia. So that was Amelia, fairfund.org. Great, great organization. Helps. And human trafficking, if you heard my last show, the biggest problem with human trafficking is right here in America. So, well, I would like to move along real quick. I'm reading a book. I know it might sound a little weird, but you know, I'm opening up a restaurant soon, another Delmonico's. And Delmonico's was really during a fantastic era of the late 20s, 30s, 40s, and so on. And I found the book Lana Turner. And she was such an interesting lady. So I just wanted to mention her. And she wrote her own memoir. You know, I talk about Barbara Walters and her memoir. But definitely check out this Lana Turner memoir that she wrote. You can find it, I guess, on Amazon or something. So what else? I want to give you guys some little fun things going on that I found. Fantastic, insane website. It's called AirWorksInflatables.com. Now, AirWorksInflatables.com, they do the most incredible, huge, you've never seen anything like this. They make like grand events, theatrical production, musical festivals. They have these huge, I guess you would call them plastic sculptures, inflatable sculptures that are just so enormous, so insane, that they are just like a really cool website. That's AirWorksInflatables.com. And check them out. I mean, who knows? You might have an event where you can use their services. But I just love the fact that they make these cool things. They have like the largest foosball table ever made. So AirWorksInflatables.com. Fantastic, cool website. I'd like to share with you guys. San Domenico closed, everybody. I was at the closing night. It was like bittersweet. The restaurant on 59th Street at Central Park South has officially closed. We'll be having a tag sale there this week, so if you guys want to come out Monday and Tuesday, we're going to be selling the memorabilia from San Domenico. So it's 20 years of history. There's boots that Madonna sat on with Tupac, where they used to make out. I mean, fun stories from Pavarotti, who sat on, like, all the things. The banquettes are going to be for sale. The bar stools. It's going to be a fun place to get memorabilia from San Domenico, New York. They're moving. I would love to tell you the address, but I feel it will only be appropriate to have Marissa May tell you. So one day I'm going to get Marissa on the show. She's so busy. God bless you, Marissa. We love the parties. The poor girl has been slaving herself at San Domenico to really make it a special closing party for everyone. And what a fantastic time we had. I know my father was watching over, and I know that Marissa's mother was watching over the whole procedure of the restaurant. So Marissa, I give you the loudest applause that I can, and also to you, Uncle Tony May at San Domenico, New York. I cannot wait until the new restaurant opens. It's going to be so exciting. So what would you do for a Klondike bar? You guys, they're having a huge contest. Go to KlondikeContest.com. Okay, you can win like $100,000. What would you do for a Klondike bar? It was like, you remember those old, they were so good. Back in the day, there was those Curl commercials with Klondike bars, the chocolate ice cream with the vanilla inside. Check out their website, KlondikeContest.com. You can get all this information on MaxTucci.com. Check them out, because $100,000 could be yours if you do what the contest asks for. Now, I'm going to drop one more thing before I get my guest, Sharon Agati, on the phone. Now, go to the website. TAPROBANE Island, taprobaneisland.com. It's in Sri Lanka. It is the place to be. Taprobane Island was originally built in the 20s by the romantically, but okay, I'm not even going to read this commercial because you guys can go online and figure out. And I've got so much to do tonight with Sharon, my first international guest from London. But check out taprobaneisland.com. It's just a fantastic 2.5-acre island with a 5-en-suite private bedroom villa on this island. Oh, my God. I'm ready to pack my bags and go now. So, Sam, can we try to get Sharon Agati on? She's in London right now. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. But I'm so excited to have her on here. I've known Sharon for so many years. She's a dear friend. She's incredible. I hear her laugh, which puts the biggest smile on my face all the time. But before I introduce you, everyone check out myspace.com/SARANAGATI. Can I buy a vowel? Because I've got Sharon Agati live from London on To The Max on LA Talk Radio right now. Sharon, welcome.
Hello, Max. It's extremely, extremely my pleasure. I love how we're getting like ridiculously international digitally, because we've always done it, you know, in real life. So that's great.
Well, let me tell you, while you bring that up, this is my perfect segue, because here at LA Talk Radio, we have a contest going on. I know that we're supposed to promote you, but you're such a dear friend of mine that I think you can give me a minute to promote what's going on here at LA Talk Radio.
Fine.
And you know what? You're going to be fascinated by this too. There's a new product, Sharon, called Phoenix Wi-Fi Radio.
Okay.
And what it is, it's a radio. You don't need a computer anymore. And you can listen to all the streaming radio stations.
Just with a device?
They hook it up where you can tune in to over 10,000 radio shows.
Good Lord, you'd never go out again.
Go to latalkradio.com where you can have the chance to win your Phoenix Wi-Fi radio. We have a giveaway going on our network. So Sharon, people are going to be able to hear you internationally, even more so. You're big, baby. What's going on? I want you to tell me about what you're up to.
I am in the middle of a few projects, actually. I've got a sort of soulful, funky house single out with Des Mitchell, who's a DJ I've known, well, since I was 17, a wee young thing. And I was just, you know, knocking all the doors at the studios, just knowing I wanted to sing, not knowing how I was going to go about it. And I was songwriting and in a few bands and that sort of thing. And we wrote this song, and many, many years passed, and I'd moved to LA and New York and all these different places doing other projects with MTV and stuff. And then we just randomly got the advent of the internet. You know, you're talking about international portals. That was exactly it. He just kind of like found me on my MySpace and was like, is this Sharon? And we just like, now, we're so.
Let me interrupt you real quick, because I want to talk, because you mentioned MTV and it was the perfect little segue to talk about, you know, how America really got to know you. So why don't you tell listeners out there who know you not as Sharon Agati, but who know you as Sharon Gatow, or Sharon How I Know You, or my Shay Shay. So why don't you tell people what you did back in the day and how people really got to start to know you, besides doing backup for Boy George. You sang for Boy George, which I think is amazing.
I did.
And then MTV knocked on your door, or actually you knocked on their door, and tell my listeners what happened.
Well, I was actually going shopping with a friend, a lovely girly persuasion, on a pretty rainy day in London, back when I was like 19. And this, long story short, an MTV talent scout had asked me to apply for a new reality show called The Real World. And I didn't even have MTV at the time, so I didn't know what it was. But she described it as, you know, you'd be living in a house with, you know, seven people from all over the world that you've never met before. And I just thought, wow, what an interesting prospect. I should go for it. But I just didn't realize that that was just, I was one of like 36,000 people in 15 countries that also.
And you were chosen. You were the chosen few. But, you know, I've got to tell you, Sharon, that show has been in so many, there's so many now, and they're so saturated. And I honestly think that your season was the season that really, and no disrespect to any of the new cast members, but I think your season was the season that really ended an era with Buna Murray, because you guys really had, like, you all had jobs, you all had careers, you were focused, and you weren't in it for reality TV. You were in it for the true purpose of what Buna Murray really started, which was to have these strangers live together.
Exactly. And it was a social experiment is what it was. And it was about, you know, real people looking at real people. And we were inducted actually into the Museum of Television and Radio for being pioneers in reality television. I mean, you've got to think, you had, you know, Pedro Zamora, God rest his soul, you know, and that was a pretty heavy story.
No, the show's done amazing for MTV, but let's get off MTV. You know why? Because there is so much that we've got to talk about you and Sharon Agati. Everyone, myspace.com/Sharon Agati. You could check out my website, maxtucci.com, to get information. Sharon, why don't you tell me about your song, I Spy With My Little Eye?
Well, that is going to be the debut single of a new album coming out from a British soul collective called the Tony Canham Set. And I'm singing on that single, I Spy With My Little Eye. If people who like Duffy, who like Amy Winehouse, you know, they'll like this track. It's really rich. It's melodic. I think you've got a clip of it. I don't know if you've got a clip of it.
Yeah, Sam, can we try to get a clip of it going? Because I really would love to have my listeners hear it. If you guys, if we get it working, we're going to get it working. If we don't, then you could always hear it all on myspace.com/Sharon Agati. I know you got all your music up there. So, Sam, let's try to get that rolling, I Spy.
And we had a lot of fun making it. It's a real big soul number. I've got a big voice, so I let rip.
Yeah, and you do rip. You do rip it. So, here, I think we got it.
reality. Distraction is the flavor, so understand the fantasy.
Now that is I Spy with My Little Eye by Sharon Ogati, the famed songwriter and singer from London, England, who's live on To The Max. Thank you so much, Sharon, for sharing that with my guests.
You're welcome. There were so many influences. I mean, to me, like, I could hear like Nutbush, Tiny Limits, which I worship Tina Turner anyway, but that was the kind of vocal approach I tried to get to it. And Tony Kanam actually wrote that song, and he's a really talented songwriter too. It's out on British Soul Standard. That's the record label. It will be released in August coming, but the album's out now. People can go preview it. So yeah.
Where can we preview it?
You can preview it at www.britishsoulstandard.com.
And the album, I'm going to have that on my website. So everyone, you'll be able to get all the information at maxtucci.com to get that Fly I Spy with My Little Eye on your iTunes, people.
I know.
And right? He
loves Mark Bolan, and I think he was going for a bit of that in the guitar as well. It was quite funny.
He said, listen, you dropped your vocals, girl. Fly, I got to tell you. Now, you're not only known for dance music, because I've known you. Mm-hmm. Sharon, we've known each other for a long time. How long have we known each other? It's got to be more than at least, what?
It's more than
13 years?
Yeah.
We're like, yeah. Yeah. And now, everyone, her stage name is Sharon Ogati, but her birth name is Sharon. So explain to everyone what Sharon Ogati is.
Sharon Ogati is essentially my real name, but Sharon is obviously short for Sharon Ogati, and Sharon Ogati is a Sanskrit word, and it means path of surrender to God. And when I was two, my mother converted to Hinduism from Christianity, and you get like a spiritual name given to you. So that was
like a baptism name.
What that is. Exactly, precisely. Yeah. And so it's an auspicious name, and it just reminds me that my higher purpose in life is to keep a God-centric, keep a God-focused, but also to engage in his creation and try and serve him through. Yeah, exactly. And it's a wonderful, beautiful thing that we share, actually. It's one of the bedrocks, I think, of our lasting friendship is our faith. And I love you for that.
Well, and I love you for that. And I love you for your voice, because I know that when we're together, whether it be in Florence, Italy, Los Angeles, New York, Connecticut, wherever we are, I always make Sharon sing. You know, I bring Sharon to my friend's house. And I'm like,
I can't even go to dinner without you making me sing anywhere.
And I'm like, if my friends have a balcony, I'm like, Sharon, can you go up there and just sing for us?
I know.
We have a lot of fun. But, Sharon, you're my first international guest to the
Max. Oh, la la. I do like a bit of international flavor, yes. That's good.
I love international flavor. And you know, with latalkradio.com, you can hear this show live anywhere in the world, and all my archives are there. So from all my past shows. And you know, you're following some fantastic footsteps. Daryl Dawkins, the NBA player I had on. Christian Oliver from Speed Racer. I've had Melky John on. You know, Wyclef's sister, who I love so much.
Right.
And now I have Sharon Ogati on. So listen, Sharon, what's in the immediate future for you besides, you know, your music? I hear you're writing a book as well.
I am. I'm writing a trilogy. It's based on a dream that I had, which was actually the result of a prayer that I had, but let's not go too deep. Essentially, it's called The Tale of the Black Queen, the first book, and it's the story of a pawn who
But a pawn, P-A-W, not a porn, everybody. I know it sounded like that, but a pawn.
A pawn, I'm glad you clarified that. Who, by, you know, through many adventures and misadventures, crosses the board to the other side and becomes elevated to a queen, which, of course, we all know is the most valuable piece on the board. And it's really about our latent divinity, and it's kind of a metaphor for life. And it's one of those mythical, great adventures with loads of characters in it. We've got a lot of comedy going on down in the hellish department, which is just a department that you get bungee jumped to if you kind of, you know, fall off the board, and then or you can take an elevator up to the heaven department, and it's mythological. I wanted to keep it, you know, free of any labels of religion. It's just about exploring your free will and
life,
exactly, life. Love and the universe, everything.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we spoke today about that island. Remember Taprobane Island? I told you to go look at their website.
It was an absolute idyll. I have to say one thing about you, Max. You have the most phenomenal taste. It doesn't matter whether it's a napkin, a shirt, a car, you know, a work of art, a fork. I mean, anything mundane, from the mundane to the, you know,
to the ridiculous.
You really have the eye. You are a true aesthete and an appreciator of fine things. And that island was just an absolute idyll. Oh, my God, I want to go there now.
You know, and that's why I love having this radio show, because with that eye that you say, you know, so fine-tuned, I get to let the whole world know what I like. So I think it's fun to have it as my little outfit. And I love to have all my friends on. And I know I'm not going to have you here once. You're going to be on a lot. So, well, you know, just – and, I mean, tonight we're plugging you – and I have no problem. I am the plugger. Jackie said, Max, you can plug. I'm like, let's talk about your music, your book, your life, whatever. I mean, shoot, start a weave collection. We'll talk about it.
I know. Well, I have. There's one good project that actually will be coming up for people. It's the TV show, The Body and Soul Man and Woman. I don't know if you want to get to that this time, though, but that is actually going to help a lot of people because it's a holistic makeover show. And there's really nothing like that out there right now. And that's why I'm making it.
And I also know there's something that's out there that not a lot of people know about, and that's your charity, the Amazing Grace Foundation.
Yes, that's right.
Now, there's a lot of Amazing Grace Foundations. I checked today on the internet. I do my research, and there are a few. The website, however, of Sharon's organization is not up just yet. But Sharon, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Amazing Grace Foundation, and then in the future, I'll post the website on my website.
I would love that. How it came about was Amazing Grace has always been my favorite hymn in the world. I've sung it at weddings, funerals, and everything in between.
Can you do me a little favor? I know it's 4:30 in the morning there.
Yeah.
But can you give me a little bit of Amazing Grace?
Oh, Lord. I'll come to that. Let me tell you the story because that's the most important
thing.
I will. Okay. I promise. So essentially, last year was the bicentennial anniversary of the abolition of slavery in England. And there was even a film, actually, Amazing Grace, about John
I saw Newton. It. Right. Absolutely amazing film.
John Newton, I think you will know, but in case some of your listeners don't know, he has a phenomenal backstory. Essentially, he was a slave trader, and he would go between Sierra Leone and Liverpool in England. He had a really hard upbringing, though, so there's many different mitigating factors. But one story led one night on the ship when he thought they were going to be shipwrecked and he was going to die. He gave his life to God and said, "If you save me, I will serve you." And God did save him, and sure enough, he turned from being a slave trader into a devout Christian and became a magnificent Christian minister. And actually, William Wilberforce, who actually was the minister who achieved the abolition of slavery as an MP, was actually not only a participant as a child in his very church, John Newton's church, then again, as fate would have it, or as God's hand would have it, they were reunited again when John Newton moved to London, and that was just around the time William Wilberforce became an MP, and he was very responsible and instrumental in his spiritual guidance. And
Is that what the Amazing Grace Foundation is about?
That's how it came about. Yeah, well, inspired by that story, I decided to go to Sierra Leone, not physically yet, but and look at the projects there, helping orphans. And obviously that Freetown, I don't know if you know, was started actually by slaves that were freed.
If you could give me one sentence for exactly what the Amazing Grace Foundation, what would you say that one sentence would be?
Well, it is a facilitating non-for-profit charity that works first of all, with the orphans in Sierra Leone, with the various projects through the Olney Link, which is another great charity, to give these orphans skills so they can help themselves. As you know, there's a lot of conflict in Sierra Leone. It's a very war-ravaged and economically depressed part of the world. And there's so many wonderful, hopeful projects that they do. Then also it works in affiliation to give its funds to the John Newton Project, which does wonderful works in the name of John Newton and his legacy, how you can turn your life around, basically. And,
Well, that was a long sentence.
It is.
But
it
you
is,
know
it
what?
Is.
We're going to have all
you know
the information.
I can't help it
really
because I'm so passionate about it. So sorry.
And I can just feel your passion and I love it. But like I say in every show, it's a 1 hour show and I would love to dedicate a whole hour to it. But you know what? I tell everyone with charities, if I'm not affiliated with them that are on my show, I always say, go where your heart leads you. And if your heart leads you to helping Sharon with Amazing Grace Foundation, please get involved because the world will be a better place because of your involvement. So really, involvement is important. We're so, just to be able to breathe and be alive, you know, we all have our issues and whatnot. But to be able to give back is, to me, one of the most amazing things in life. And I know you and I share that same passion.
It's an absolute gift, actually. Yeah.
Well, a gift is also your voice. And I know that we have a clip of yours, Lead Me to the Water, which is one of my favorite songs ever. I blast it all the time. I love the remix. I love the radio edit. I love the intro with the strings. Those are the same strings. Are they the Vienna String Quartet?
It's the Monaco String Quartet. They actually played on Madonna's Frozen as well. Yeah,
they did. They played with Madonna, mad famous, playing with Sharon. And I think if Sam, can we get it on to the max? Can we get Lead Me to the Water? Let's try to get that pulled up now. I would love to have it on my show. So I know I got that little clip too. So here is Lead Me to the Water on To The Max on LA Talk Radio.
Enjoy.
The dream of peace begins with that song, Lead Me to the Water. You guys, check it out, myspace.com/Sharon Agati. Sharon, tell me about that song.
It was just a joy to sing. That, again, actually was written by Tony, but there was a big gap in years between the two. Totally different project that we were working on for the A-side at that time when he had Fighting Chance Records. And he brought the song to me, and it spoke to me, and I just knew I had to sing it. And
now, I remember when you sang this song, it was when you were living in New York on 31st Street.
Yeah.
And you had a flu that was awful, and you were drinking tea. You got yourself in the bathroom with this bootleg rig that we had fixed up. And it, to me, is one of your most amazing recordings.
I know. But the random thing is the whole band, they auditioned, like, literally 100 singers, and nobody would apparently cut the mustard, according to Tony. So he flew the entire band and his engineers over to New York, and basically all their luggage was the studio, because they had to kind of you know, get the luggage weight. They had to reconstruct their studio in my house. And I actually sang the vocals in my bathroom, as you write.
I remember.
Reverb. Do you remember I had to put my tights on the...
Listen, it was the height of bootleg studio.
It goes to show
that appearances are nothing, and that in the midst of adversity, beauty can be made.
I know, and then they flew my vocals basically back to London and Ireland and put all the instruments on, and I got it in the mail and was just absolutely amazed, astonished at what can be done with the digital.
I love it. I blast it all the time.
Pokery nowadays, yeah.
And it's one of my
favorite songs. I like it too.
Beat Me to the Water, you need to bring that to America because it will be a number one hit. Now, speaking of record labels, I want to talk about Soul Heat Records. You can check them out at soulheatrecords.com because I know that you have some things going on with them also.
I do. Right now, they've got a single of mine out called Let's Stay Together, which I wrote, as I was saying, with Des Mitchell. And
when does that come from?
It's actually already released. It was released on May 19th, so it's in play right now. There's 10 remixes, really hot stuff. If you like to dance, it's a big, fat, funky, soulful house track, and you should definitely get on that. In fact,
and the reason why, you know, I don't want to play it. I don't want to play it tonight. I could have it on. But you know what? I want people to go search for it because I think, you know, it's the needle in the haystack that I want all my listeners to find. You can find it at soulheatrecords.com. Definitely check it out. And what is the song called again?
It's called Let's Stay Together, and it's a good song, yeah.
And Sharon, I know that in life, you and I, in friendship, will 100 stay together.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to have to wrap our segment up. I would love to give you more, but, you know, I'm actually getting Nikki Bloom on the phone because there's been so much going on in the press that I have to talk about with her.
Oh, right, okay.
And she's my political analyst. Sharon, I had a 9-year-old girl on tonight who's the best thing. Her name is Jessica. I'm here with Bridget in Spring Lake. Bridget's here. I'm actually in her office right now.
You need to have Bridget on. She's a phenomenal woman.
Let me just tell you, the power of LA Talk Radio is that I can be in my underwear and my t-shirt sitting in Bridget's office in Spring Lake broadcasting to the world, okay?
I think you've landed the coolest job in the world there, yeah.
I think so too. And, you know, we were at the BCT, which is a tennis club today, played amazing tennis. The people there are so lovely. Sharon, you're going to come to Spring Lake and just wow everybody, like you wowed everyone tonight on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. So I have to thank you, but I have to get out of my show.
I was going
to
say, it's just been an absolute pleasure. I wish you continued success. This is a great space you've created. It's a forum for many meaningful things, and long may it continue.
And it will, because as long as we have LA Talk Radio now with the Phoenix Wi-Fi, we're going to have everyone listening. So without any further ado, I'm going to have to unfortunately say good night or good morning to you.
Goodbye.
Amazing Grace. Let's close with that. Give me the first lick.
Oh, I was just doing goodbye for you from Mary Poppins.
All right. When I have you on next, we'll do Amazing
Mary
Grace.
Poppins. I meant Sound of Music. Okay. Love you, love.
Sound of Music, Mary Poppins. Sharon, keep your phone on because after my show, I'm calling you because we've got so much more to talk about. So it's like, you know, Oprah has after the show. I have To The Max after the show.
The after show, indeed.
Right, the after show.
Bye.
I love you, Sharon. God bless you. May your voice continue to inspire, to energize, and to wow the planet that we're on.
Well, bless you. That's what I love to do most. So,
you do it the best.
Yeah.
And one day I'm going to have I'm going to have you on again. And when you come out to LA, I'll have you in the studio. So Sharon, on that note, get ready to get your ticket to come to America because we're going to take them by storm with all your new fly music.
Okay.
Give my love to your mother and G and your grandmother as well.
I will do.
And thank you. And everyone, you can go on latalkradio.com to get the archive of the show. If you missed any of it, you get it in its entirety and you can download it with an MP3. So it's a great station, latalkradio.com. Sharon, good night. God bless. And I'm going to talk to you real soon. And remember, Sharon, you know what I tell everyone?
Yeah.
Take life to the max.
Oh, I know. I love that bit. I have listened to some of your shows, you know. Okay, bye.
Good night, Sharon. So we just had Sharon online, Sharon Agati. Check her out, myspace.com/Sharon Agati. You'll get the information on maxtucci.com. Email me here at LA Talk Radio. Sam, can we get Nikki Bloom on the line, please? There is so much to talk about and so little time. And I know that Nikki always is like, you never give me enough time. So I'm going to give her as much as I can tonight. So you guys also, I got to tell you, go to Cirque, Cirque, dreamsbroadway.com. A fantastic show, Cirque Dreams Jungle Fantasy in New York at the Broadway Theater. The performance has already begun. Check them out. CirqueDreamsBroadway.com. Amazing performance, you guys. I love it. And I think that all you listeners out there would love to go too if you're in New York and you have nothing to do in the city that has everything to offer. Check them out. I'm going to get Nikki if she doesn't answer her phone and I get her voicemail, because it's one voicemail that does my head in. Hold on, let's see what's going on. All right. Do I have a voicemail? Nikki Bloom, do I have you on the line?
I am.
Thank God I have Nikki Bloom on the line. Houston, we do not have a problem. Nikki Bloom is in the house. Nikki, we got a lot to talk about. Where are we starting? The 17 girls that got knocked up?
Oh, wow. Yeah, what's going on there? What's wrong with that?
Well, let's tell the story. 17 girls in Massachusetts all decided to get pregnant. They're all teenagers. I'm going to give you the quick rundown. They all got pregnant. They all decided they were going to get pregnant. One got pregnant. Minor got pregnant by a homeless guy, 24 years old. He's facing serious charges. And now we have 17 pregnant teens in Massachusetts who have made national story. Nikki Bloom, shoot. What do you have to say?
Yeah, well, I find it quite interesting. First of all, I'm interested in finding out how they found the homeless guy that got the girl pregnant, because if he's homeless, where do they find where he lives?
Well, you know what I'm thinking? This guy, if he's homeless, like, he can't get food, but he's getting sex. I mean, good for him.
Not only is he getting sex, but if he knocked up the right girl, maybe he's going to get some money and profit.
Alamo.
If he knocked up a rich girl.
I mean, really? Can you believe this?
That is right. Yeah, it's interesting. It's, you know,
well,
it's
I want to know. You know what? Because I heard that the school nurse was like, listen, we got to hand out, you know, birth control. And the parents were like, no, we're in a Catholic community and we don't think it's proper. And I'm thinking, you have all these girls now that are pregnant. What's next? I mean, I want to write, you know, it's a Lifetime movie. We should title it Knocked Up, the true story of 17 girls getting pregnant. I mean, teenagers. Nikki.
Yeah, I went to high school that was pregnant and it was like, she disappeared. Nobody knew where she went to have the baby.
I mean, and that was one girl in the high school. This is 17 girls. It's a story that I don't understand. And I think if you know, all these girls, I think when kids get together and get set in their mind, we're going to do this, they end up doing it. Parents, where are you? Get involved in your children's lives and stop this nonsense and this bullshit with letting kids get away with anything they want to get away with these days.
Absolutely, I agree 1,000%. I think somebody needs some disciplinary action there.
And you know what? The parents are to blame and the teachers are to blame, because these are supposed to be the positive role models in these children's lives, and they're not there. Let's move on, because this is a story that's going to get me more infuriated, and I'm having such a great weekend here at Spring Lake with Bridget and Michael and my mother. We're all down here chilling, having a fantastic time. Nikki, I had a 9-year-old girl on tonight, Jessica. The first thing I said, you're going to have to listen to this archive at LATalkRadio.com. I said, Jessica, who are you voting for? She said McCain. I said, why? She said, because he's cool. And I said, what do you know about him? She goes, that he's been tortured and he was in the Vietnam War. 9 years old. Now, that's a girl with the head on her shoulders.
Absolutely. And a bright future.
Now, speaking of politics, Nikki Bloom, Barack Obama, forging a presidential seal to promote himself. Disgusting. Give me what you think.
Well, I think that he will stop at nothing at this point to try and win the race, no matter what he has to do. Not only did he put up a symbol like the presidential seal on his podium, but when he was making a speech, I think it was at Michigan State or University of Michigan, there were two American Muslim women with, what do they call it? Is it burqa? What is the headdress?
It's the burqa.
Call?
Yes, it is. Exactly. The burqas.
And he, his assistants and campaign people asked the two women to step out of the picture, not to have their seats near the podium for fear that it would create a Muslim association when it would hit the papers. So I found that quite interesting that, you know, being that he has Muslim heritage, why is he so shunning the Muslim ethnicity these days?
Well, listen, I think at this point when you're losing, you're going to shun at anything. Now, let me tell you, his wife, Michelle Obama, was on The View. She was a co-host. I called you in the morning because it was such a ridiculous, you know, I mean, we have reality TV and things are written. But, you know, they did a segment on nutrition and they asked Michelle Obama, what do you do for protein? And you know what she said she did, which was a blatant anti-Muslim statement. She said, we eat bacon. Okay?
Yeah.
Usually when you ask someone, what do you do to get the intake of protein? Oh, we have a protein bar. Who says they have bacon?
Yes, and you know what? After we had discussed that, it was in the newspaper the next day. You beat them to the headline, and they pointed that out in the paper that she clearly had to state that she eats bacon to let people know she's not a Muslim.
I mean, and I called you, Nikki, listen. My radio show To The Max is informative in not only many ways of travel and what to do, where to go, what to see and everything else, where to eat, but I'm also giving you breakdown news. And you know what? I mean, like, you know, all these shows, they think we got quick things. I picked up on that so quickly that it infuriated me. I had to call you at work. I was like, who says they have bacon for protein? It was so anti-Muslim. I think it's so ridiculous. They're on the cover of Us Weekly this week, Nikki.
I know. I mean, now they're celebrities. When did anybody other than a celebrity in a movie or a TV show get onto the cover of Us for People, and now it's the candidate?
Well,
yeah, I don't know what you're coming to.
Well, girls are getting knocked up, forged presidential seals, you know, eating bacon as a source of protein. But the best thing is I had a 9-year-old girl on who's got her head screwed onto her shoulder so tight that she knows what's up. I mean, you know, so there is hope, I guess. What do you say, Nikki?
That's nice to hear a 9-year-old say that, because the future is very important, and the next candidate we pick helps shape the future. And if somebody 9 years old is on target and interested in her own future, I think everybody needs to pay attention to that and wake up and get involved and get knowledgeable.
Voting on November 4th. Listen, I've got to tell you, I'm not bashing the Obamas by any means. I think that, you know, as a family, they raise their daughters the right way. They're a great family. I'm not bashing them anyway. I just say, as I always say, when you vote on November 4th, vote with what your heart tells you to do. Vote with what you feel is best for you. Just the point is get out there and vote. So, moving along, Nikki Bloom, Angelina Jolie on the cover of Vanity Fair.
Oh, yes, movie. I got that. I have not looked at it yet, but I did see that. I got it last week.
She's back and she's got a gun.
What is that?
I said she's back and she's got a gun. That's what the headline reads.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting.
Tell me, what's interesting?
I'm sorry. It's interesting. When I get that magazine subscription to my office, and when I got that, that doesn't even look like her. What's happened?
To me, she looks like a big old tranny. I was in Tennessee and we saw this beautiful tranny, and she looked exactly like Angelina Jolie.
Yes, on the cover of that magazine, she does look like a tranny.
Well, listen, maybe that's what Brad's into. Who knows these days? But but listen, I want them on the show, so I can't really bash them. Love them. They're great people. Do your thing. You know what? Forgetting of who they are and what they look like, they really do well with the community and giving back. So kudos to them. But Nikki, what is your forecast for McCain? Who do you think his running mate is going to be?
Oh, God. You know what? I hope it's Romney. I voted for Romney in the primary, so I think he would be good for the economy. I think McCain is strong on keeping the country safe. Doesn't have as much experience with economical things, although his wife is worth about $500 million. But I do think Romney would be the running mate. However, I don't know that they're going to pick him, because then we have the Mormon thing. You know, why can't everybody get along?
No, you remember that statement? Why can't we all just get along? Now, speaking of a running mate, you know, what do you think of possibly, let's say, Colin Powell being his running mate?
I think very knowledgeable, very strong, very powerful. I think Condoleezza would get a lot of votes. She would get the black vote. She would get the woman vote. I think she's intelligent.
Yeah, but Condoleezza, hold on, Nikki. Condoleezza's got too many ties to Bush, and I think that pisses people off, to tell you the truth.
I agree. That's why I don't think it'll happen, but maybe somewhere down the line in the future. But I don't know. It could be somebody that we're not too familiar with that comes to life as well.
Well, you know, I think I had this conversation. I think as Americans, we shouldn't have to be left in the dust to know who our VP is going to be. Because, you know, God forbid something happens to our president, that's going to be our running mate. And why should we have to wait to find out who that's going to be. I think once the nominee finds out, once we find out who the Republican nominee is going to be, and once we find out who the Democrat nominee is going to be, we should find out within a week who their running mate is going to be. I don't think that, it, you know, this little let me throw in the fishing line and hope to catch a fish is fair. What do you think?
I agree. I think it should be immediate as well. Look at the other side. Obama, everyone thinks it's going to be Hillary. I do not think it's going to be Hillary.
Oh, you know what? I think those two played an excellent card game during that whole process, that whole procedure. Because you know what, Nikki? Everything that they did was already written down for them. It was a script. It was a bad movie. No one was going to pick it up. And that's why she had to drop out. And I think the point of that script with them was that they were going to fight. They were going to make up. They were going to fight. They were going to make up, and then it was going to be almost exactly to see how they would be together in a presidency, to see how people would react to the two of them together, and to get them at their worst.
I agree with that, but I don't think, I definitely don't think he's going to pick Hillary as a running mate, because I don't think Michelle Obama will want someone else in the White House running the White House, because I think Michelle Obama wants to run the White House like Hillary did when her husband Bill was president.
You know what? I hope Obama gets Al Sharpton. Did you hear Al Sharpton's under radar right now? He's in some little bit of controversy going on. Did you hear this?
Oh, absolutely. I've been following that story. He's been blackmailing and trying to get money out of huge corporations, threatening that he's going to sue them for discrimination if they don't donate money, and he has a charity. And oh, yeah, I mean, you know, leave it up to good old Al to be, you know, pursuing another route for money and fame.
Listen, only in this country can you do it, so why not? Who do you blame? Do you blame him or do you blame us for giving him a platform?
Oh, my God, entirely the media for giving him a platform. But it's the media that put Obama where he is. The media influences a lot of people's decisions, people that are not individuals and can't make decisions. They just go along with the media.
Well, the media. Listen, the media is a lot of fun. I just think that we give sometimes too much credit to some people that don't deserve it. But let's move on. Nikki, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, back to the media. I think, you know, media is the forum for everybody to speak, so I think it's a great thing. We have, you know,
listen, it gives
freedom
the forum to speak.
That's right, but it needs to be fair. Media needs to be fair. Like, your show, it's fair. Everybody, they could speak, they could voice their opinion. Likes, dislikes, it needs to be fair, not biased.
Absolutely. Now listen, let's talk about some internationals real quick. You heard about this female suicide bomber in Iraq? She killed 18 and wounded 40.
Oh, wow. No, I wasn't aware of that one. Did that just happen?
That just happened. Female suicide bomber in Iraq killed 15, wounds 40. You know, I mean, what's going... I don't even know where to go with this.
As long as the 40 weren't... Where was the 40? Was it some terrorist bombing?
You know, I just got the news flash. I thought maybe you heard about it. But if you didn't, then we'll definitely bring it up on the next show.
I've heard about in British Columbia, feet in shoes and sneakers are washing up from the water. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
They found six sets of feet or something in socks stuffed into shoes?
Well, at least they got... I can't even find my shoes, and these people are finding shoes with feet. I don't know what to tell you, but listen, weird but true. A gas station clerk in Michigan decided to stop a fuel thief from driving off without paying by jumping in his car. Problem is, the guy kept going. Fortunately for 21-year-old Jessica Sudi, the man let her out a block away. Her boss asked her not to do it again. What do you think of this story? She jumps in the car because she doesn't want the guy to rip them off.
Well, now, where was that? What state?
It was in Michigan. I think the girl got a pair of balls, man. She jumped in the car.
Yeah. And there's a lot going on in Michigan. Maybe she went and saw Obama making his speech in Michigan the day that
Maybe
they told
him. Maybe she thought it was him stealing the gas. No, he
it's
rides
a crazy
his
world.
He rides his bicycle. Well, listen, Nikki, I'm going to D.C. this week, so I'm going to get some good stuff down there. You know, I've got to go have my meeting about opening up my restaurant, Oscar's Delmonico 2, which I know that you're going to be a big supporter of. And how much fun was the San Domenico closing party, Nikki Bloom?
Oh, my God. What a blast. What an upscale, great fun group of people, great atmosphere. I wish there was a party like that every week. I would pen it into my calendar. There was a lot of fun, good times.
And my great friends, everyone from Corey to Kimmy to Aaron to Apple to Peter Bender to Don to Michael Antonori to Randy to you to Bridget McGuire, my mother. Everybody, it was a major shout out that I just gave to everybody. But thank you guys so much for coming to support Marissa May and, you know, my good old Uncle Tony May in San Domenico, New York, who closed, but they're going to reopen in January, I hear. So, Nikki, you're going to come to the opening?
Absolutely. Sign me up with a closing like that. I'll be there for the opening.
Nikki Bloom, I loved having you on my show. My listeners really take to you. They love you. I mean, I get phone calls that are like, Nikki Bloom is so much fun. The two of you together are hysterical. And I know I always say I have to have a two-hour show to have you on longer, but Nikki, one day it's going to happen. So, you know who I had on tonight? I had Sharon on from London. She sang and everything.
Oh, Sharon. She's wonderful.
She's a lot of fun. And listen, Nikki, Soul House. What are you doing Tuesday night? You want to come into the Soul House? I have a great event.
Soul House Tuesday night. When I get into work tomorrow, I will check my calendar, and if nothing is on it, I will be there.
It's for fairfun.org to help stop human trafficking. So I think it's a fun event. My friend Amelia, she's running it, and I want you to come with me.
Well, I'm going to, tomorrow morning, I'll be at work at 8 o'clock. You give me a ring, I'll check my calendar and see what's on it. And if nothing's on it, I will be there.
All right, Nikki, I need a closing statement.
Listen, everybody, I'm going to say it every week until the election. Go out there and vote as your right as a citizen. Make sure that you do it. Whoever you vote for, just get out there and vote, even though I'm going to encourage you to vote Republican.
Well, Nikki, I think whatever you encourage, people are either going to listen or tell you to shut up. So either way, keep talking. That's what I do. I do it every Sunday night right here on LA Talk Radio on To The Max. And Nikki, I'm going to say goodnight to you. Thanks so much for being on my show yet again. You know, I put you on as my sidekick, Nikki, on the website on LA Talk Radio. It says Max's sidekick, Nikki Bloom.
Yeah, so absolutely, thank you for being there.
Well, listen, Nikki, have a great night. And listen, this was a fun segment. I mean, we talked about a lot. So kudos to you, girl. All right. Well, there we go. Nikki said goodnight. Obviously, she didn't want to say goodnight to me. She wanted to say goodnight to all my listeners, but not to me. But I'll call her after the show anyway, because I have my To The Max after show. So listen, guys, I want to thank everyone here in Spring Lake again for a fantastic weekend. Bridget, my mother, Michael, all the families that I met at the BCT, where we got our tennis on, we got our munch on, great food, fun place. I have a new Auntie Mame over there, Sam. She's a fantastic woman. Love her over there. And the Gerard family, you guys are great. Sweet Pea, check it out. Shea Shoes, check it out here in Spring Lake, New Jersey. Giamano's, go eat there. They will treat you so well like they do me. Everyone, thank you so much for listening to The Max on LA Talk Radio. Listen, we still got some slots left at LA Talk Radio. So if you want to be a host, call Sam. Check out latalkradio.com to be a host. I know we got some slots left. Also, you could check out the promotion we got going where you could win the Phoenix Wi-Fi radio and listen to LA Talk Radio any time of the day you want. And you could always download any of our shows on there. So check out LA Talk Radio. Thank you again, Spring Lake. Thank you again, Sam and LA Talk Radio, for giving To The Max a voice and a broadcasting base. So I'm here for good, everyone. So I want to say thank you all. Remember, summer's here. Don't drink and drive. If you do drink, stay at your friend's house. They might be your next lover. And everyone, like I say in every show, and I say to all my guests, take life to the max. Sam, I'm out of here.
You're listening to To The Max,
To The Max,
only on LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio.